from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Yes. It is a good day to have a great day. What's up, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, thanks for waking up with us. Lana, how are you?
Doing good today. Big day today.
Why is it a big day for you?
I took the new Selman Expressway this morning on my way to work.
And how was that?
I splurged and spent 95 cents, and it was awesome. It was so cool.
It lived up to the hype.
It really did.
You were upset about the 95 cents. Now you're going, whatever. It's great.
I was on my way to work, and I was like, I'm not gonna get in the habit of spending the extra 95 cents. That's $2 extra a day for me to drive to work.
And your math skills are amazing.
I know. and then I was like, screw it. I'm just going to do it. So I cranked up one of my favorite rock songs and in the Tesla. It was fun. I was the only person on it.
Love it.
It was so cool.
Clear the way for Lana. Yeah. Here she comes.
It was so cool because you can see like the tops of the designs and then the lights are all on. So yeah, it was really cool.
Did you get a chance to look at the road at all?
It was there somewhere. Yeah. But it's very thin. I mean, it's a very thin. It's just a one lane. Just one.
Right, I gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, it was really cool going over the Gandy and just like going over to the U-Haul and going over the storage place. And I was
like, your project done.
All those people down there.
Oh,
and I'm
boy.
Up here.
Oh, boy. In my Tesla, let me just turn my nose up right here. Set my nose up. Here we go.
It was really, really cool. If you have a chance to take it, take it. It's fun.
I love that we're talking about a road. Man, you got to try it. Well, it is amazing.
The thing, though, is like for those of us that drive, I mean, we have been dealing with that construction and that traffic and the road closures for 3 years. So it's nice to see.
Very cool. Kevin, how was the rest of your birthday yesterday?
Yeah, it was good. All good, yeah.
Did you guys go out to dinner again, or was that already done?
All done.
All done. Yeah. See, there's a guy right there. Doesn't celebrate for a week.
It's a Monday night.
I was like, he's back to being a dad. Probably had to pick up the kids from school and do homework. And did you have gymnastics and dance?
Not dances tonight, but yeah.
Done, Lana. Come on.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we had some cupcakes and some ice cream.
Fun.
And, yeah. So it was a good time, yeah.
Did you get homemade cards from the kids?
I did.
I love that.
I did.
I love that. I used to do that with my mom and be like, this is good for one coupon for a car wash or whatever. It was just me writing
it out. Those are the best gifts, though.
Oh, yeah.
But they really expired the next day, so she never.
Obviously, you were busy yesterday, JR.
Was I?
Yeah, the mustache is still on.
Oh, yeah.
What is, come on, man. Did we do a poll yesterday?
I think they said save it. I think that won yesterday.
Last time I saw it was to save it.
Yeah. No, people, no.
All right, let's move on. All right, Brad Paisley tickets coming up for you at 6:20. Thomas Red tickets for you at 8:40. Dan and Shay on the show at 8:20. But right now, I want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Yes, you. Yes, right now, you. What in the world are you doing up right now? Hit me up. We'll get you on the air. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Here's Jason Aldean. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Good morning.
Good morning, people in Tampa. How you guys doing?
I like that you greeted all of Tampa right there. That was awesome. What's your name?
This is Kim from Newport Richey, and I'm listening to your awesome music and your awesome show like I do every morning.
Appreciate you.
And I am caulking crown molding in the inside of my house.
You are caulking crown molding on the inside of your house this early in the morning.
I think it's 6 o'clock in the morning, Kim. What are you doing?
I don't know. I've always been an early riser. And my dad, compared to my parents, my dad used to get up at 3 every day.
Well, listen, we respect your hustle getting up and getting these projects done. You have a great day. We appreciate you calling, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, coming up, Brad Paisley tickets. Going to play Secret Celebrity. That's after this on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And we're going to hook you up with tickets to go to Brad Paisley. He's going to be here in July, but you got to tell us who this Secret Celebrity is.
The key to feeling better for obviously having COVID was, you know, I was very fortunate to not have a long set of symptoms and stuff. It was still quite challenging for a couple of days.
Yeah, you know, he won Entertainer of the Year. He is an American Idol judge. He's had to sit a couple things out and do it virtually because he tested positive for COVID. But it sounds like he's in pretty good spirits about it.
Yes, that is correct. And he's got, I think, I don't know what, 17, 18, maybe even more number one songs.
I think he's in the 20s.
Yeah, now, he's in the 20s, yeah.
Very cool.
I mean, it can just, that's all down to one.
Hey, there you go. There's that clue for you. All right, who is that? 800-992-1099, 800-992.
So many we could do. Come on.
What do you want? I think people know who that is. They're either going to say it's Kermit the Frog or it's this person.
Okay.
All right, so 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Who is that? We got Liz at Pinellas Park right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Okay, Liz, who is our secret celebrity?
The key to feeling better for obviously having COVID was, you know, I was very fortunate to not have a long set of symptoms and stuff. It was still quite challenging for a couple of days.
Mr. Luke Bryan.
There you go.
Mr. Luke Bryan, Entertainer of the Year.
Yes, way to go. Congratulations. Talking about how he's fighting COVID. He sounds like he's in good spirits, so hopefully he'll get healthy soon. But Liz,
yes.
Make sure you're healthy on July 9th because you are going to Brad Paisley.
Woo! Heck yeah. Thank you, guys.
You got it, Liz. Hang on for me.
All right.
All right, coming up next, we've got our family matters. This is a email that I think a lot of people can relate to. We're going to break it down for you and get your opinion, QYK family, after Luke Bryan right here.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Try to help out somebody today. Cindy and Brandon wrote us in for our QYK Family Matters. You can do that. QYKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. Here it is. My husband and I have been bickering about the same subject for about a month now. He has talked about having a date night with me and wants it to be a weekly thing. With our three kids, that is almost an impossible task because of sports, dance, and homework. He is stressing that we don't get enough time together and that we do not have a free moment. I just want, and I said, and when we do have a free moment, I just want to be home and rest. I wanted to ask the QYK family if they have been in this situation and if I need to make more of an effort to spend time with my husband, or is the way our lives are right now, the focus should be our kids. Thank you, Cindy and Brandon. There you go.
Wow. I think the focus always needs to be the kids, but you have to take time for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that's a crazy balance. I mean, I know that Kevin goes through that a lot. I mean, especially with alternating schedules.
Yes.
Where Jenny's working one day, and that means Kevin's taking care of the kids and flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop.
That's right.
But I think people have been in this situation, obviously, because you got to make time for each other because you are married or you are in a relationship, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, relationships take a lot of work. Still, even when you're together and married for 10 years, they take a lot of work.
Well, maybe someone has a suggestion to help out Cindy, or maybe someone's been in this situation before. This is why we turn it over to you, QYK family. I want to know what you think right now. Hit us up. Don't be afraid. We want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Eric Church, hell of a view right there, 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Talking about this QYK Family Matters email that we got from Cindy and Brandon, the gist of it is this. She is just crazy busy with their three kids. Her husband's saying, we need to have a date night. This is going to be healthy for our marriage. We need to do this. And she's like, man, every time I get a free moment, I just want to chill.
Relax.
I don't want to do anything.
Go to sleep.
And he's been on it and saying, hey, no, we need to do this. We need to do this for our marriage. Please. Let's do this. And she's kind of like, am I overreacting or am I not responding in the right way? Has anybody else been in this situation? So we're getting your calls right now, QYK family. We got Savannah in Land O'Lakes. Savannah, what are your thoughts on this?
So I think, you know, I totally understand where she's coming from with the kids being a lot. But I think you need to be very intentional about your marriage and prioritize that above other things. Sometimes if you think it's, you know, falling out, then make time for each other, you know?
Yeah, you know, Savannah, it's one of those sayings where it says you make time for things that are important to you. You find the time. I mean, obviously, I think her marriage is important to her. She's just overwhelmed right now.
Absolutely, yeah. That makes total sense. But, you know, if the husband is, you know, if that's very important to the husband, I think it should be important to the wife as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, Savannah. Have a great day.
Thanks. You guys, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Good morning. It's QYK. Who's this?
Good morning, JR and Lana. This is Shemaine.
Hey, Shemaine. How you doing?
I'm good.
Give me your thoughts on this.
Oh, I will. I had to actually pull over and call.
Well, thanks for being safe. But what do you think?
You got it. Well, honestly, I always look at it this way because I am now divorced, and that was a very huge dynamic in my family at the time with baseball and softball,
sure.
And everything was about the kids.
Right.
I feel like you're first off an individual before you marry, and then when you become married, you're a couple before children. So once you have kids, I don't think all of the other stuff should take a back seat. It's very, very healthy to still be a married couple and make time for each other, but I also think it's good for your children to see that.
That's a good point. And there are ways to you know, have date night even still, you know, like moms are tired at the end of the day from running around, you know, like I know, like Paul and I will make a fire in the backyard and we'll just you know, grab a blanket and grab you know, a couple bottles of wine, you know, put the kids to bed and we'll just, you know, hang out outside and chill. So
I think it's good if you determine the kid's age where you have to, again, like you said, Lana, it's work. But depending on their ages, you can make plans with other parents, or you have grandparents involved, or you get a babysitter, and then you as a couple decide based on how we feel and our schedules, our interests. You know, it might be a minimal thing that we do, but that quality time is so important.
Well, Shemaine, I appreciate you calling. That's great advice. All right, you have a great day.
You got it.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much,
James in Newport Richey. Thanks for hanging on, James. What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, good morning, JR and Alana.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. So what do you think?
You know, my wife and I were in the same position not too long ago. And, you know, I think there was a misunderstanding between my wife and I that we just, we didn't quite understand how hard one another to work.
Mm.
So, hey, I get where she's coming from, and she may feel like she's being pestered and really want to talk about something that she doesn't want to, but the main thing is that they really need to communicate about this. It was a dark spot for my wife and I almost left because she did not want to communicate about it. So as soon as she did, we understood where each other were coming from, and now our marriage is stronger. So we show one another we're trying to make time, you know, to have by ourselves. But if one person feels like the other is not really trying, then that's going to be very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, James, I appreciate you calling, man. I think that's great advice. I think that's a great story.
Good day.
All right, bye-bye.
There is a 2-2-2 rule where they say every 2 weeks, go out for the evening. Every 2 months, go away for the weekend. And every 2 years, you get to take a vacation for a week. It's called the 2-2-2 rule.
I do the 1-1-1 rule. Cut that in half. All right, coming up 7:05, we got your car line fun fact. Thanks for the call. That's your QYK Family Matters.
Well, it's a car line. Fun fact.
All right, if you're just rolling maybe to work or sitting in the car line right now with the kids, here are your car line fun facts for the day. There's a town in India called Santa Claus.
Oh, I think I've heard that.
I was wondering where he was. People have been checking the North Pole for these years. He's in India, in his own town, called Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
All right. Hopefully you believe in this, because that's a real fact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Also, there are more Lego minifigures than there are people on Earth.
Oh, I definitely believe that.
Yeah. You know the little figurines, the Legos?
Yeah. The little people?
There's more of those than there are people on Earth.
Wow.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I like that one.
There you go. All right. I mean, how many do you think you have at your house?
At least 10,000.
Pieces
of Lego?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. Got
10,000.
Oh yeah, and most of them are put together already.
Yeah, and then but as far as like the little people go, the little figurines.
Oh, hundreds.
See?
Hundreds of them.
See, Lana was looking at me like I had a third eye.
Star Wars, Harry Potter, regular ones like from the Lego movie. Yeah, we have a lot of them.
Wow, I guess so.
There you go. Yeah. Write that down, Lana. So you have that for later.
About stock in Lego.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, your 7:15 second date update. Here's Justin Moore. We didn't have much on 99.5 QYK.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
Well, sometimes, Lana, they don't agree to come on the phone with us. They think they want to do it, and then they back out last minute.
Yeah, we tried to talk this guy into it, but he's like, no, I'm not doing it. So
we're going
to
do one of our favorites right now, which I thought is maybe the most gutsy thing I've ever heard someone doing on a date. It was between Ryan and Marcy. You're going to hear what he did on the date, but first, here's Ryan talking about his date with Marcy.
So Marcy and I, we met on Hinge, which is like this dating app, and
JR knows it very well.
Oh, my
listen here, come on,
it's about Ryan today.
Good Sorry. Lord.
So yeah, so you know it.
All right, back to you, Ryan. We get it.
So she lives in Sarasota, and I'm in St. Pete. And when we went on our first date, I decided, you know what? Let me just go down there. It's only about 45 minutes. She's super pretty, and
that was nice of you on the first date to go down there. That's good for you.
Yeah, you know, rather than meet in the middle, just go for it.
Cool. So what'd you guys do on your date?
So we drove over to St. Armand Circle down there, and, you know, we had dinner, and we just kind of walked around, and we talked, and we were laughing.
It was a nice date. I like it.
Yeah, it was a great, great date, I thought. Things were going really well. So, you know, I got a vibe that she was into me. I was definitely into her. We held hands.
Ooh.
And I even kind of leaned in. I got gave her a small kiss.
Wow.
And, yeah.
It was worth a trip,
I guess. I dropped her at her house, and now she's not responding to any of my texts, and I have no idea. I thought, you know, that we would definitely see each other again.
All right, and so there's been absolutely no response when you've texted her?
Yeah, nothing. Not even, like, a K or something, you know, like, just nothing.
And you can't think of a conversation maybe you guys had on the date that would have scared her off?
No. I mean, like I said, it was, like, kind of perfect.
Okay.
Beautiful
night.
Perfect.
It was, like, conversation just flowed really nicely.
I mean, if you guys are holding hands and there was even a kiss, I'm thinking, she obviously was into you, so. Huh.
Let's try to get a hold of her for you and see if we can figure some things out, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, hang on for me. Trying to help out Ryan this morning in the 7:15 second date update. It is JR, Lana, and Kevin. I will tell you, I feel like you said it yourself, Lana, that this sounded like a perfect date.
I know. Going down to St. Armand Circle, kind of just walking around and checking out the restaurants and stuff. And he said they were holding hands. They shared a kiss, so.
Yeah. Seemed like it went well. I thought the fact that he made a drive to 45 minutes was a good thing for him. So, all right, we're going to try to call Marcy right now and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marcy?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Marcy, this is JR, Alana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Oh, wow. Why are you guys calling me so early?
Good morning, Marcy.
It is early.
Hey, listen, we want to see if we could talk to you for a second on the air, actually, about a date you went on with a guy named Ryan.
Please.
Can we talk to you real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what we know about your guys' date. I guess Ryan made the effort to drive down to Sarasota. You guys had a great night. You guys went to dinner. What was the area called again, Lana?
It's St. Armand Circle.
St. Armand Circle, okay. I haven't been to Sarasota yet, so anyway, I got to check that place out. But anyway, he came down there, and he said you guys had a great date. He described it kind of as a perfect date, and now he hasn't heard anything from you since the date. So what's going on? What happened?
Well, you know, we had a great date. We walked around, we had dinner, and he was like, he was really flirty, and I really enjoyed his company, and he's kind of touchy-feely, and I was into him, and he was into me, definitely. But then we were going to his car, and I noticed he had a suitcase already packed. And I was like, well, I laughed, and he was like, yeah, could I stay at your place?
What?
I was like, this is weird. So he was already planning on staying the weekend with me.
Wait, the weekend? Not just overnight?
Well, I think both of them are a little bit of a jump for a first date, don't you think?
No, yeah. No, he was like, I'm sorry.
When I go to Sarasota, I see you overnight all the time. But
yeah. Do you now? Your friend Sarah. All right.
I never got him back. But the weekend...
So this was really weird to me. And he was like, I know this is weird, but, like, you know, I really like you, and I think it will work. You know, would you mind if I stayed for the weekend? I was like, what? This is so weird, because it's like, did you already, like, try to make this work for yourself because you needed a place to stay? Like,
that's really weird.
Oh, no. That's too soon.
Needed a place.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
That is very strange. Well, he did not tell us about that. Yeah, right. No. I want to bring Ryan back on. Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, look, I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, I mean, dude, that's a lot, right? I mean, you kind of, I mean, staying at some girl's house for a night after you first met her, but not only that, inviting yourself in for the weekend.
I mean, it's not like, it was based on if the date went well. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, so we're both good looking. So I just kind of figured once she saw me, she'd want to spend the weekend. So I was prepared.
Confidence.
I packed a bag. And, you know, honestly, I thought the least she could do is let me spend the night. You know, I wasn't planning on driving all the way back that same night. So I really don't see what the big deal is. I mean, if the date didn't go well, I would have just drove back. But, you know, I was ready if it did go well, and I thought it did.
I know, but Ryan, you guys don't even know each other that well.
That's putting a lot on me all at once. And, like usually you're friends with someone, you date, you don't even spend the night until, like, you know, a couple days in, and you're already...
Well, I don't even know if you had to put a time on it.
It's not like I have a clicker and I keep track. I'm like, all right, now I'm on the second date or third date. if we click.
No, it's just...
I don't understand why you wouldn't want to spend the night with me. I'm good looking. I got a good sense of humor, a good job.
But I just met you.
Why not?
I think you're making it where she doesn't want to do that now. I mean, kind of, you're getting a little bit cocky, I think, dude. You're coming off cocky, at least.
Do you meet girls and just spend the weekend with them all the time? Is this something you do normally?
Lon, I think that's a given.
I wouldn't say all the time, but it's happened, yeah.
Well, it does happen.
Yeah. Now, this is even more weird.
Obviously, that's not what she was looking for, Ryan. Now that you know what she's looking for, maybe a few dates before that even comes up, Marcy, would you be willing to maybe do a little reset on this date and possibly go out again? And maybe he can leave his bag at home?
This guy's a player, and, like, he does this all the time. Like he said, I don't want anything to do with that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, I don't either.
Listen, well, Ryan, I'm sorry.
Letting somebody in your house, digging through your stuff, you don't know?
Do you go through people's stuff? Do you go to their house?
No. Okay.
Then why would you?
You're not coming to my house ever, I'll tell you that. All right, well, listen, Ryan, I'm sorry it didn't work out. It's just not her thing. It wasn't her vibe. It was off-putting to her. I'm sorry we couldn't make it happen. I appreciate you, Marcy, coming on with us today. And take care, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Sorry.
I still don't see what the big deal is, but okay.
I totally know. I know that, yeah. All right, guys. And that's why it's one of our favorites right there. How does that guy not get it? I mean, when he was on the show, I went, Ryan, you are coming off way too strong. Mm-hmm. That is way too aggressive of a move for a first date.
Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be packing a bag.
Packing a bag, looking for a place to stay.
I mean, it's different if you have, like, an extra t-shirt or something like that in your car, but he packed a bag.
What would you have said if you noticed that a guy on a first date packed a bag?
Yeah,
you would have been like, oh, are you sleeping in your car tonight, or what's going on?
Probably would have said that.
All right, that's our 7:15 second date update right there. Coming up. At 8 o'clock, your chance at $500. Here's Darius Rucker, Beers and Sunshine on 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ah! I feel good. Well, tonight, Feel Good Story didn't start off that great, but it ended with a fantastic story.
Well, when you're a server, you do everything you can to avoid spilling anything on your customers, but accidents are going to happen. And this woman was actually working at a wedding, and she said she spilled an entire boat of gravy down the front of a woman's dress. It got everywhere. It was piping hot, but thankfully, it didn't burn her. Now, it was the mother-in-law's dress. Mother-in-law of the bride. All right. She was thinking that she ruined the wedding and the bride was going to be so upset, but actually, that's not at all what happened.
Here's what the bride did.
The bride came over to me and she shook my hand and she thanked me and she said, my mother-in-law should not have been wearing white to my wedding. And then she gave me a £55 tip. Ooh. And when I see her in town now, we still say hi.
Yes!
Yes! Great reaction.
You know how stressed out brides are at their wedding and all that? Oh. Yep, don't be wearing white to my wedding.
Yep.
I took a date to a wedding one time who asked me, hey, what color are the bridesmaid dresses? And wore the same color.
Color?
Yeah. And
on purpose?
Yeah. And I go, what are you doing? Like, these are like my best friends, you know, like, it was so embarrassing. And they're like, yeah, tell your, you know, the girl you brought that, tell your date that thanks for wearing the same color. Does she want to be in the wedding next time? It was bad, but
I love
that reaction. That like, yeah, you know what? Good job. Here's a little something for you.
Gravy on the mother-in-law.
All right. We're going to hear about that one for years, I'm sure. All right, coming up, 8 o'clock, keyword worth $500. Want to pay for your fun in 21? Like maybe having a beer in Mexico. I don't know.
It's called
a segue in the biz, Lana. Right there.
Thanks.
Beer in Mexico, Kenny Chesney right now.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, fresh off her big win from the ACMs, Maren Morris picked up Female Artist of the Year and Song of the Year. She's now working on a new album. Said it's going to be a departure from her last record, Girl. She says the new music is lighter and a little bit more fun.
This would be a good record to drive to get ready to go out for a Saturday night to, or even like cook to. So it kind of like hits all those marks.
Can't wait. Kevin and I are going to have a guy's night out just rocking Maren Morris. It's going to be great.
Cooking it up.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Luke Bryan is recovering from a bout with COVID-19. He said he had a rough go for it for a little while.
The key to feeling better for obviously having COVID was, you know, I was very fortunate to not have a long set of symptoms and stuff. It was still quite challenging for a couple of days.
I'm glad he's okay. But yeah, everybody's had their different reactions to that, especially in this building. You know, for people who have just had it horribly wrong where they couldn't move. And then other people were like, hey, I didn't feel you.
Right.
You
I had no symptoms.
Had, and you had no symptoms.
Yeah, asymptomatic. Luke wasn't able to attend Sunday's ACM Awards in person, but he did accept the award for Entertainer of the Year backstage at American Idol. And speaking of American Idol, there's a rumor going around that there was a fight between Luke Bryan and one of the contestants, Wyatt Pike. He suddenly departed for a personal reason, and there was some rumors going around that Luke Bryan punched him in the face during an argument. Now, do you even believe that?
No.
I mean, Luke Bryan punching some kid in the face, I highly doubt it. Well, Caroline, his wife, went to went on social media, and she's like, this is absolutely not true. She's like, Luke was absent because he was home during COVID. She's like, I don't know why people are saying this. So she just wanted to clear things up. She wrote on TikTok, trust me, he has COVID. There wasn't any type of a fight. He's at home. He's sick. I'm taking care of him and sanitizing the house. So if you hear the rumors, they are not true. Kane Brown, you know, he loves his relationship with the Boys and Girls Club. He says it feels amazing to make a big impact in their lives by bringing them to their first show or giving them advice of what he did while growing up in hard times.
It feels amazing to me to be able to give to the Boys and Girls Club. I met them 3 years ago, and I feel like they've given me so much just by coming to the shows and telling me their stories of how they live and just making me really look up to what the Boys and Girls Club is all about.
Love that giving back and all that stuff, especially what his childhood was like. So it's really cool to hear him giving back like that.
And Thomas Rhett's performance at the ACM Awards on Sunday was very special for him. In the audience, there were healthcare workers who have been on the front lines treating patients with COVID-19.
It almost made me cry, honestly, looking up into those stands and
seeing people that are putting their, you know, their health and their lives just on the line, and getting to give them live music for the first time in a long time was one of the most special things I've gotten to do in a minute.
Nice.
Now, Thomas Rhett's got a new album coming out on April 30th. He's also going to be hosting a huge live stream event that night as well, playing these songs for the first time on that live stream event. And we're going to give you a chance to get both of those things coming up at 8:40. And we're even going to throw in tickets for his show coming up September 4th. So 8:40, we're going to be doing that. So make sure you listen to that. That is your Music Minute.
All right. Very cool. Excited for that at 8:40. All right. These guys are always a good time. I always like messing around with them. But Dan and Shay, we're going to have them on the show in 6 minutes. Here's what we'll do. We're going to play Keith Urban right here. Then we'll play Dan and Shay's new one. And then we'll have them on the show after that, all right? Well, Glad You Exist is the new single. These boys are no strangers to winning awards and Grammys and all that good stuff. Dan and Shay, everybody, give it up. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah. Woo! The crowd goes wild.
Yes, it does. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic, man. We're doing good. It's good. Good to be doing things and talking with people. I didn't realize how much I missed doing even radio remotes and being able to talk to all of our radio friends. We didn't get to do that for a while. So,
can you be a little more specific with that? Like, who you're talking about?
Well, you know, not you specifically.
Got it.
Yeah, we try to skip it, and they're like, we can't skip it. And I was like, okay,
got it.
Well, you know, here we are.
Here we are. Drew the short straw.
It's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear. I never thought I'd say that again, but it is really good to talk to you. I miss your musk.
Honestly, dude, every time you put a song out, I feel the exact same way. I'm like, oh, man, again? But no, I'm just kidding, dude.
I think that's how the fans are like, oh, they're still doing it, huh?
Still around. All right. Here's another one. No, man, you guys have been putting another out some... One. Yeah, you guys are putting out some heaters, man. I love Glad You Exist. I think it's absolute, honest, in all seriousness, you know I'm joking with you, but Glad You Exist is a fantastic song. And has that kind of been inspired by the pandemic? I mean, where you guys at on that?
Man, we actually wrote it, I think it was the beginning of 2020, whenever things were just going so well. You know, we were like, nothing bad's going to happen this year. It's going to be the best year ever.
Right.
But I think it was January of 2020, and we were actually out for the Grammys.
Okay.
I remember, you know, when we had written it, we had ran back to the hotel and our team was there, and, you know, we got to play it for them, and we knew we had something pretty special. And, you know, we kind of sat on it for a second, and obviously, you know, we started the tour, kind of got into that mode of touring and, you know, getting that show ready. And we got three shows in and, you know, the world shut down, which was just a crazy thing for everybody, you know. And it was pretty amazing, though, to be able to kind of look back and be like, man, you know, Glad You Exist is it's taken on such a, not a new meaning, but it, you know, it kind of gave it new life of, man, this kind of hits different now. You know, we always loved that song and always knew it was important. You know, we always wanted to write a song kind of for our fans and something that resonated, you know, almost a thank you to them. And it's just kind of turned into a whole new thing, you know, with the pandemic and all the things that have happened. I think the biggest takeaway that we had was, man, this is, there's a lot of things that we took for granted, you know, not necessarily in our music career. You know, we've always tried to, you know, take every moment day by day and to appreciate those things. But, you know, not being able to see our friends and our family and our fans, you know, being able to, you know, not even be in front of them. It was just such a crazy, you know, jolt. And when the rug got pulled out from under us. So having this song was, you know, but putting it out, we thought in my head at first was like, man, this is going to be really cool for our fans. You know, this is going to be a really good thing for them and a positive message. And what we found out was, you know, this was just as important for us as it was for our fans. You know, this having these moments where we can actually stop and appreciate, man, we're really glad that we get to do this, and just, you know, kind of having that positive message in our lives was just as important as it was for our fans. So having that has just been a really great lifeline, and having that message really affected us in a positive way. So we're super thankful for the feedback. And, you know, we started GladYouExist.com, and we're able to you know, have people share their stories and pictures, and it was just really pretty incredible for us to see.
Well, I might have to get on there later and upload some pics.
You do it. I'd like a picture of us in the frame. And
in the frame,
tell me how you feel about me.
You know, I will tell you. I will say that that was a very vague answer you just gave right there. I think we're all out of time.
That's all we got.
That's all we got, guys. Let's wrap it up. Dan and Jay,
cool, guys.
Everybody.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
I'm out, folks. No, man, you know, I always want to ask you this because I always, your voice is obviously incredible and Dan's harmonies are great as well. Have you ever had a point where you just went for that note because, like, you're just known for just really hitting these notes, these giant notes? Have you ever had a point where you reached and said, I got this one and it just wasn't there?
Oh, like, man.
I'm going to speak for Chad.
I didn't know if you were on there, Dan. I didn't know if you were on there. I'm sorry, brother.
No, it's that never happens to Shay. Okay. He always goes for it, and it's always there. And then I'm like, dude, that sounds sick. Like, can we do a high harmony on that? And then he has to do the high harmony, and it's like, okay, that's the limit. So, yeah, it gets pretty crazy, man. I don't know. It's pretty limitless, honestly, when he's singing. It's insane.
Well, there's been moments where I've been terrified to hit notes like that. But
am I really going to do this? Yeah.
Thankfully, I've hit them.
Dan. Thanks so much for saying hi, dude. I didn't even know you were on the call. I was hoping you were on the call.
Oh, dude, all good. I stepped out for a second.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to say was you compliment him so well, not only with your harmonies, but the way you write songs. I mean, is that something that just has come with time of like, you know what? I got one for him. I think we can do this. I think it'll work well because, you know, dude, you are an amazing musician.
Oh, thank you, man. You're too kind. Everybody, this compliment's bouncing all around here today.
Hey, but, you know, I don't normally do that, so I'm going to give you a couple of
We'll take it, man. We'll take it. But yeah, man, we just care. You know, we care a lot. We feel like country radio. We feel like our fans deserve the best that we can possibly be. And we dig deep and we always push ourselves to be better. You know, you set the bar with a certain song or a certain hit that you have. And it's like, cool, how do we top that? How do we do it in a different way? How do we keep evolving, you know, while not alienating what got us here in the first place? So it becomes tougher as you go. But man, we dig deep for it. We try to keep our finger on the pulse. And man, we feel like we're tapping into some real magic here with the stuff we've been working on lately.
Very cool. And then also the stuff you guys are doing on social media, like Maroon 5 Sunday morning the other day. That was hilarious. I love you guys' tongue-in-cheek type stuff. So, hey, guys, always good to hear your voice. I want to see you guys without masks on in person. Do a big man bro hug when I see you. But I appreciate you guys. Keep it going. Glad you exist. Dan and Shay. Talk to you soon, boys.
Hey, thank you, buddy. It's good to hear your voice, man. We love you, bud.
Right back at you guys. For you to come back. That's not the part of the song I want you to hear. It's Hit the Road, Jack. Side 95 QYK, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, so Thomas Rhett, how about this? Tickets to see him live at the Amp.
Mm-hmm. Center Point Road Tour is what it's called.
So that road, meaning hit the road, see what we're doing here. We're going to name famous Tampa roads, describe them to you, and you got to tell us what road it is. Now, for instance, the road that you rode on this that you drove on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Great experience. What road was that?
It was the Selman Expressway Connector. Is that the correct name of it?
Kevin? I think it's the West Connector or something like that. I think there's the word West is in there. But
we'll accept either.
Yeah.
All right, if that is one of the questions. So we are going to describe three roads to you. You got to get two out of three correct. Okay. If you do, you will win Thomas Rhett tickets. You will also win a Thomas Rhett digital download of Country Again Part 1, the new album, and a live stream of his event One Night Only in Nashville. So you get to see him virtually, you get to see him live, and you get his new album.
I mean, that's Thomas Rhett right there.
Perfect. All right, who wants to play? Caller 9, I need you. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. We're going to play Tampa Road. We got Phyllis and Carol Wood right now playing our game called Tampa Roads. All right, Phyllis, here's how it works. We're going to describe a famous or very popular road here in Tampa. If you can guess what it is, you can get two out of three. You will win tickets to see Thomas Rhett, okay?
Cool.
All right, Phyllis, the first road we're describing. Lana, what do you have?
This road in Tampa leads you to the Gateway, where you can see wild animals and ride some of the tallest roller coasters in Florida. You will also find the world's famous Mel's Hot Dogs on this road. This road was previously known as Temple Terrace Highway. What is the name of this road?
Bush Boulevard.
Bush Boulevard. Very well done. I was going to say that you have Kevin as a lifeline for one of the questions, but you didn't need it right there.
Nope.
One more, Phyllis. You got this.
When you used to be able to set sail, this popular road in downtown Tampa is where you would find your port. You will see waterfront views from this road, and it also will take you right past the place where the Stanley Cup champions play. Where's this road?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Would you like to use Kevin as your lifeline?
Yes, I use Kevin as my lifeline.
Kevin, what road would that be?
Channel Side Drive.
Channel Side Drive.
Do you agree with that, Phyllis?
Yes, I do.
Channel Side Drive.
Channel Side Drive.
Woo-woo, Phyllis. Right, very nicely done, Phyllis. You just picked up Thomas Rhett's new album called Country Again Part 1. You're going to see that live stream show that he's doing one night only in Nashville. And, of course, when he comes to the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, you will be there September 4th. Way to go.
Awesome. One of my bosses said, you always win something.
Yeah. Well, did your boss say get back to work or no?
No, I'm working. I'm okay.
Dude, I love that. I want your boss. All right, Phyllis, hang on for us, okay? We'll get you hooked up.
All right, thank you.
All right. We're going to have some more of those tickets this afternoon with Travis at 4:40, and then we'll play again tomorrow at 8:40 for those Thomas Rhett ticks. 9:10, Trending in Tampa Bay with Mr. Kevin Ebel. Nonstop music till then. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. It's JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA, 23-year radio veteran, pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
Kevin Ebel, who turned 42 years old yesterday, has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Thank you very much. Well, if you know Shirley Mapp, she lives in Tampa. She's $1 million richer today. She won a $1 million prize from the $5 million Gold Rush Classic Scratch-Off Florida Lottery game. She took the lump sum, one-time payment of $710,000. So she is a rich woman this morning, and she purchased her winning ticket at the David and Hannah Community Market, which is on East Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa, and that market will receive $2,000 as a bonus for selling the winning ticket.
Call me. Let's go out.
By the way, have you noticed a lot of Tampa Bay area people have been winning scratch-offs? The Powerball lottery. It's a lucky area right now.
It is.
Go buy a ticket.
That's right. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg is happening this weekend. The main race is on Sunday at 12:42 p.m.
Okay, what's about that?
So, but there are events Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So there is buses and shuttles, and they're going to be providing free transportation to the Grand Prix of St. Pete. The shuttle hours will go from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. They will be at the west side of 10th Street between 2nd Avenue South and 3rd Avenue South, and also at 2nd Street between 6th Avenue South and 5th Avenue South. You can park at the Trop. It will cost you $20. Don't bring cash. They will not accept it. You have to pay by credit card. Just so you know, don't bring cash. There's going to be a new Amazon Prime movie. It's going to be called Life's Rewards. If you do watch it, it comes out on May 10th on Amazon Prime. You're going to see a lot of things you recognize from right here in the Tampa Bay area, like the Don Cesar, the Salvador Dali Museum, the Tarpon Springs Sponge Docks, and the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Oh,
how about that? So, yeah, it was an original scripted series filmed and produced by St. Pete Clearwater, and it will premiere on Amazon Prime, May 10th. It's called Life's Rewards.
Interesting.
Just beautiful.
Yes. And finally, the Bruce Arians Family Foundation, they've had a couple big days. They had a big event at the Innisbrook event. Tom Brady showed up, and then they had a golf outing yesterday. Well, they raised $250,000 for Bruce Arians Family Foundation, which was doubled from last year's donations. So congratulations. A lot of bucks showed up. Mike Evans, JPP, Chris Godwin. Of course, Tom Brady was there. So that's great for the Bruce Arians Family Foundation. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. I always say it. It's a good day to have a great day, even though the weather's not cooperating right now. But be careful out on the streets and have a safe day on the road if you're commuting around today. All right, Lana, highlight of the show. What was it?
We had a really funny story about a woman who was working as a waitress at a wedding, and she accidentally spilled gravy on a woman's white dress, and it was happened to be the mother-in-law at the wedding. So the bride, she thought she was ruined the wedding. She was so worried about what the bride was going to think, and the bride actually went up to her and tipped her $100. callers and said she should have been wearing white at my wedding in the first place.
The best.
So,
I love that cattiness.
You can see the story and you can see the video up at 995QIK.com. I put it up there.
Kevin, talk to me.
We talked to Dan and Shay this morning. Always good to hear from them. They have that song, Glad You Exist, and they talked about how they're glad that you exist, JR.
Yeah, it was interesting. They talked about that quite a bit. And then it was weird because I didn't even know Dan was on the call because it was just Shay. And then all of a sudden Dan popped in and he told us why he was off the call and was all over the place. It they're always a good time. They're always fun.
But it's on our Facebook page right now in case you want to listen to the entire interview. It's on there.
Fantastic. All right. More Thomas Rhett tickets this afternoon at 4:40. Then we'll play our game called Tampa Roads tomorrow at 8:40. It's always a good time with that. And a chance at $500 coming up for you in about 20 minutes. 10 o'clock. We'll have a keyword for you.
Hey, Shay, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.